with me.
Say it with me.
Say it with me.
Say it with me.
The Exclusive Company.
A phrase, an ad, recited by just about anyone who grew up in eastern Wisconsin. Tom Smith is the manager at Exclusive Company's location in the Broadway District. He's been working there for 33 years.
This building's had such a music history for a long, long time. It's going to be sad to see it not a house of music.
The company showed up exclusively as Mr. G, James Giambetti, opened up shop in West Bend back in 1956.
Mr. Giambetti just had this vision and passion and determination to build America's best full-line, you know, independent record chain. He was the best record store owner to work for because he was 100% behind us on stocking the stores how we wanted it to. And I think that's why people like the Exclusive Company. Just they all have their own complexion. They all have their pros and cons. And that was because of Mr. G.
Smith says while Mr. G gave stores the autonomy to stock what they wanted or wanted to try, there were definitely rules about what was acceptable within the Exclusive Company.
He was like a father figure at times. He's like, you didn't want him angry at you.
Now, the building itself has a long history of music as well, serving as the Pipe Dreams record shop before Giambetti took over.
We've had a lot of in-stores. Pipe Dreams had a lot of in-stores. Like, Ozzy was here. Cheap Trick, the Violent Femmes when it was Pipe Dreams.
Lately, Smith says record sales have been on the rise, but the industry has been struggling a little bit.
I hate to say it, but the record industry has always been the biggest detriment to the record industry. Like, it's its own worst enemy. Last Christmas, parents would come in with their lists of what they wanted for their children or other family members or friends, and they'd hand me a list, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, that one there, we've been out of 6 months. That one, we've been here 9 months. That one's been a year. This is because the record companies just can't keep what's in demand and supply. But incredibly, it survived, and unfortunately, our participation in it will be wrapping up.
And as the industry survives, so do the music enthusiasts. In fact, they seem to be multiplying. Mike McKee remembers going to the record shop in Green Bay even before Mr. G took over.
I've been coming here for when it was Pipe Dreams, and that was 16, 17, and I'm 67 now. I just enjoy music. Can't play an instrument, but I just enjoy listening to it. And in this store here, you get everything. I think they're going to miss a lot of it because while you look in here, I just saw a group of younger kids. So it's nice to see the younger generations starting to come in here and everything like that too. And all of a sudden, they're not going to have any place to go to now.
One of those young people was Sam Callis. We found him flipping through vinyls, waiting for something to catch his eye. He might be in his mid-20s, but for him and his friends, the Exclusive Company has been home for years.
I was probably like 15 or so, so about 10 years ago. And I've lived in Green Bay my whole life, so I've been coming here often, a couple times a month probably. I've discovered a lot of artists here that I like just by seeing names and checking out stuff based on the artwork. And it helps me connect with the city, I think, and I've brought a lot of friends here. And we connect over music and often have a lot of conversations and share stuff that we find here. So there's a community aspect of it for sure.
So when the news of the closure came out, neither McKee or Callis could believe it.
Well, the way I heard about it was from my nieces and nephews, and it shocked me at first. They always kept asking, are they going to close? And I said, I have no idea. I hope not. But it's just sad that it's closing.
It was pretty shocking. I found out really early this morning, and it kind of set a sour tone for the day.
That tone prompting Callis to rock an Exclusive Company branded shirt during what surely wasn't his final stop at the store.
Sadness, loss, you know, thinking about where I'll get my records from now on.
And no matter where that will be, McKee says it just will never be the same.
And they're not as knowledgeable as Tom and his crew here. You know, you ask them for something, and they know exactly what you mean, where it is, and they go and get it for you. In those big stores, you can stand there for hours and not get any service, you know.
The Green Bay location is expected to officially close sometime in July. The others set to close by the end of July as well. The shop in Milwaukee, though, will live on as a record shop under a new name, as will the original shop in West Bend, which was purchased by longtime customers.
I've loved this place, and I'll miss it.
I'll miss the place when it's gone.
We're goners, as they say. It's all she wrote. It's a wrap.
In Green Bay, Casey Nelson, WTAQ News.